Good morning. Man, that worship time was just rich, wasn't it? I'll tell you what, it's nothing like when you're just giving your all and you just empty yourself before the Lord, you can just sense God pouring out his blessings, his rich blessings in your life. And you don't know what they're going to look like, you know? You could just know that there's this beautiful exchange taking place where you empty all yourself and he pours out himself upon you. It's awesome. It's beautiful. That was a rich, rich worship time. So thank you guys very much for that. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. Well, I'm pumped to get started into this series where we're calling Revealed right now. And we're going to camp out on this one truth. That Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That when we look at Jesus and your eyes are fixed on Jesus, everything you need to know about the Father, everything you need to know about God is seen in the life, death, resurrection, and now his church of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:15 says, Jesus is the very image of the invisible God. The picture, the perfect, perfect representation of the Father. A mystery that has been hidden for thousands of years of who this God is, what his heart is like, what his will is, what pleases him, what all about him is now revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so over the next few weeks, what we're going to be doing is looking at Jesus' life up until we get to Easter time and we go through his death and his resurrection. And so there's lots of things that we could talk about Jesus revealing through his life, but this morning we're going to start specifically in looking and we're going to see that true compassion is revealed through Jesus Christ. True compassion. When you look at Jesus Christ, you see the true compassion of the Father. It unveiled before your very eyes, the compassion that this world has never, ever seen before has now been made known to me and you through Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what takes place when we open up our hearts and our minds before you. And so God, as we dive into your scripture, as we dive into your life, as we press into the things that you want us to know, Lord, I pray that we would be enamored with your compassion this morning, and that we would leave here changed because of this encounter with your word and this encounter with your presence. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One of the things that we do when we get into a sermon series is we kind of look at who's going to be preaching on what certain topics. And last week, Anthony and I were discussing, we were talking, and I was like, I'm going to preach on compassion, and next week you'll preach on mercy revealed. And to my right, I just hear this bursting out laughing to my right. And here's my wife, okay? My wife is sitting here laughing, and I know she's laughing at me. She turns to Catherine, who works with me, and the two of them just stare at each other's face, and they just start laughing hysterical. I'm like, okay, what is so funny? Like, what is so funny? And this is what my wife said. This is, quote, how are you going to preach on compassion? You have none. All right? So there it is. I would say this. Thank you very much, Phil. How are you going to preach on compassion? You have none, right? And so now I told her yesterday. I was like, look, I'm preaching from Scripture, not from experience this morning. All right. But this may come as a surprise to some of you. But when just because someone is your pastor, they're not exactly fully equipped with the luxury package edition of being a pastor, right? It's not something that we have oodles and noodles of every character and nature trait of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit just oozing out of us. It's not something that comes with the package, except for Pastor Phil, of course. I mean, he is the complete package. So let's just say the same is true with this pastor. And let's just say some of the traits of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit I don't exactly ooze, and apparently one of those is compassion. So the Lord is saying, okay, now it's time to, let's look, work on that. Now it's time to put my finger on that. So here we go, all right? Jesus reveals the compassion of the Father. True compassion is unveiled to this world through Jesus Christ. What does that look like? You ready? Here it is. This is what true compassion looks like. It is to feel so deeply for someone else and their need that it moves you to action. That's what true compassion is. The compassion that Jesus reveals to the world is to be so deeply moved, that feel for someone so deeply, someone else and their need, that it moves you into action. That you feel for someone in such a loving way that it actually makes you move towards them in their direction and for their need. And so this morning I want you to leave here seeing two things. The first thing I want you to leave here seeing is just how compassionate the Lord is to you personally. The compassion that God demonstrates through Christ to you personally. And the second thing is, how is your life going to change as a result of this compassion that we're going to see? Mark chapter 1. If you want to turn with me and follow along in your Bibles, that's where we'll be. The story of the man and the leper, Jesus healing the leper, cleansing the leper. Chapter 1, verse 40. Now there's a lot of stories about Jesus showing compassion all throughout the Gospels. What I like about this one is that it really captures the substance of compassion in the words. The very substance of it. So let's look at it together. Now a leper came to Jesus and imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, if you are willing, you could make me clean. All right, so here's this image of a leper coming to Jesus, and he's imploring him. He is kneeling before him, and in one account, in Matthew's account of this, it actually is the man actually gets down and worships Jesus in that moment. He starts out by worshiping him, kneeling before him, imploring him, and saying, Lord, if it is your will, you could make me clean. And then Jesus, ready? Here it is. Moved with compassion. Stretched out his hand. He literally is moving in the person's direction. Right? His physicality is moving in that person's direction. And he touches them and he says, I am willing. So be clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. This is a powerful image of compassion. This is compassion that the world has never seen before until Jesus reveals it to the world. Here's this man with leprosy, a terrifying disease. It was terrifying because there was no known cure for it. As a matter of fact, in most cases, your fate was just written in stone, that this is it, this is the end for you. There were some forms of leprosy that were so contagious that people were declared unclean and banished from the city. So they were literally unclean before everybody else, and they were just sent out and banished from their hometowns, and they were not able to celebrate family occasions and social events, religious events, celebrations. They were ostracized from everything else. They were cast off according to Jewish law. If you came in contact with a leper, you also would be found defiled. You also would be, simply by touching a person, coming into contact with another leper, you were seen as unclean. And so what people would do is they would take rocks and they would just hurl them at the lepers to keep them at a safe distance. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. And they just hurled rocks at them. Many times these lepers were sent to live in leper communities where it was just them with other lepers. See if their situation would get better or they were simply there just to die. So I want you to see this image here because this is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is revealing to the world true compassion and what it looks like. And here is Jesus. We have this man who is covered with this dreadful disease. In the account, in Luke's account of this, it says that he was full of leprosy. Leprosy was everywhere. And here's the image I want you to see. That in the midst of this man's suffering, in the midst of this man's horrifying, dreadful situation, Jesus was moved with compassion for him. And he reaches out to him. And he touches him. And he cleanses him. That is powerful compassion. And what is revealed to the world for the very first time through Jesus is that compassion leads to action. Divine compassion. Compassion that comes from the heart and the will of the Father is something is to feel so deeply for someone else and their need that it actually moves you in their direction. It actually moves you into action. So what it means is that it doesn't just move you emotionally. You're not just moved emotionally for a person. Yeah, I see a person's need. Yeah, and I'm touched in my spirit. I'm touched in my soul. But true compassion, what Jesus reveals, is something that it moves you to enter into that need and to do something about it. You're not just moved emotionally and you have tender thoughts and feelings and for a person. That's not compassion. But true compassion is when you have that emotional feeling and you're deeply moved for that person and there's a loving affection for their benefit and on their behalf, that it actually takes you and you enter into their situation, into their need, and you do something about it. Challenging yet? Good. In our family, we've got two turtles. We have these two turtles in our family. These are my little guys. I love these guys. Now, we are in the process right now. They've been in our family for 4 years, 4 months now. They're little guys, 4 months. And they were Jonathan's birthday present, but the names just kept changing. Every week is a new name of different Pokemon. So right now we're in the process as a family. We're like, guys, we got to come together for a name because we have an affection for these turtles. I'm voting for Harper and Wentz, but nobody seems to like that. So I don't know if that's going to bear any. But I love these little guys. And I have just built up such an affection and compassion for these little guys. And the reason why I'm so compassionate for them is because I've gotten to know them and I've gotten to know their needs. These little guys are completely dependent upon me. They need me to feed them. They need me to make sure that they have the appropriate lighting so that they stay healthy. They depend on me to keep the temperature of their water at the right temperature. They need me to clean their water and things like that, right? The compassion I have for them and their need, it moves me into action on their behalf because I'm just so compassionate about these little guys. They absolutely depend on me. Like when I see that they're hungry and they're like rushing to the window, to the glass door, like, I see a person, maybe they're going to feed me, maybe they're going to feed me, maybe they're going to feed me, right? They just get so pumped and excited. When I see that they're hungry, I'm moved into action. You with me? I'm compassionate for their need. I'm compassionate because I have an affection for them, and I feed them. If their water gets cloudy and gross, I have compassion for their situation, and I'm moved to clean their tank out. I'm moved into action. My wife might say that I have more compassion for the turtles. This is what Jesus unveils to the world. True compassion is something where you are genuinely moved on behalf of somebody else that you enter into what's going on. You're so deeply moved and you feel something so strongly for someone else that it causes you to enter into their space and their need and act upon it, to do something about it. That is true compassion. Compassion is when my wife's neck is sore and it moves me in. I enter into her space and to massage her neck. That is demonstrating compassion. See? I got some in there. It's been a lot of years in the making. But I want you to know, don't confuse empathy with compassion. Because there's a strong difference between empathy and compassion. All right? You know, you can have a high quotient of empathy and a really low quotient of compassion. You absolutely can. Why? Because empathy is when you are relating to someone else, what someone else is going through. You identify what someone else is going through. You recognize it and you relate to what they're going through. But compassion is to be moved with such deep grief or sorrow, is to be stirred up with such a heartfelt emotion for someone else. And when you look upon someone else's suffering or their need or their misfortune, that it moves you into action to help that person. All right, so empathy identifies with a person's need. Compassion enters into that need. Does that make sense? Empathy identifies and relates to what a person is going through. And so you can see that many of us can have a high quotient of empathy. Yeah, I relate to you. I identify with what you're feeling. But to have a high quotient of compassion, the way our Lord Jesus unveils to the world, is to have this not only an empathy, not only relate and to recognize what someone is going through, but to enter into what someone else is going through and help them in their time of need. Jesus was filled with compassion. In response to the sorrows of the people all around him, he observed the needs of the people all around him, and then what did he do? He engaged in action, right? He moved into that space where they were feeling something, where they were experiencing something, and he moved into action in order to alleviate their misery, to remove their need and to help them in their need. The compassion that Jesus reveals is unlike anything the world has seen before. Because it went beyond just his friends. It stretched into complete strangers and into the multitudes. How many stories in the gospel of Jesus just showing compassion, and you see account after account after account in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where Jesus was moved with compassion. He looked upon these people and he was moved with compassion because they looked as though they were sheep without a shepherd. Jesus felt so deeply for the created beings, his persons, that he moved into action. It stretched far beyond his friends. It reached into the multitudes. It reached even to his enemies and to those who would reject him. That's why his compassion blows our compassion out of the water. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem when he knew that they would reject him and they would turn their backs on him. Jesus, during the time of his arrest, he offered compassion and healing touch, didn't he? To the soldier whose ear was chopped off by Peter. His enemy, the guy who was trying to take him in, he offers a compassionate healing touch. Even upon the cross, Jesus shows compassion as he's resting there in agony in his own pain, and he says, "Father, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." The compassion that he has, even in that moment, I want you to see this morning the depth of compassion that the Lord has for you personally. Just you and him. The compassion that he shows for you. It's a level of compassion that the world has never seen before and has been revealed in Jesus Christ. Jesus smashes the ceiling of what compassion looked like any time prior to this. And as we go back to this man with leprosy in Mark chapter 1, this is the image of God's compassion right here. In this one act, Jesus reveals the depth of the Father's compassion. It reveals the extent to which the Father would go to out of his compassion for you and I and for the world. This man, this leper, he was a hurting man. Not just with physical pain and agony, but this was a hurting man on the inside, emotionally, a man who was lonely, a man who had been ostracized, a man who was looked upon as a freak, a man who was defiled and unclean according to the church, and people gazed upon this man with hopelessness. And this man was a hurting man. And he says, "Lord, if you are willing, I know you'll make me clean." And the level, depth of compassion that we see is that Jesus was willing. Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And what does Jesus say? "I am willing." You know what that means? That means that it was in accordance with the will of God to move into this man's situation, to look upon this man's horrific disease and to move into it because of his deep felt concern for this man, to extend himself towards this person, abandoning all else, abandoning being looked at upon the rest of the world is an unclean person simply by touching him. He didn't care. This Jesus was moved with compassion, looking upon this man's situation, and he moved into action. Moved with compassion, enters into his need, touches his hands, and cleanses him. "Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. I am willing, so be clean, my child." Jesus' compassion for this man reveals the heart of the Father for you and I and his compassion to you. You know, we all too have an incurable disease, and that is sin. We all have it. And in reality, what sin does is, as an incurable disease, it deforms you in all sorts of ways. The ugliness of sin in some way deforms who we are. And yet, there is no person too disgusting for God to. Nobody in this room is too disgusting. His compassion for you is strong, and it's deep, and it's for you personally. And that same compassion that he has for you goes out to every single person in this world. And so because of the divine love that God has for you, he looked upon this disastrous situation that we have in our fallen and broken world, and he was awakened to compassion. And because of his faithfulness, and because of his fidelity, because of his loyalty to you as his created persons, his created beings, you became the object of his compassion. And this compassionate nature that swells up within inside of him out of his affection for you as his children is what drew him to take action on the cross on your behalf. It's what drew the Father to send Jesus on into this earth, to enter into this disastrous situation of a world, to enter into our need, and to show you how compassionate he is for you. Where he enters directly into our needs as persons living in a fallen and broken world and display the greatest image of compassion by his Son, miraculously freeing us from our own filthiness. And because he was willing, because it was in accordance with his will, you and I today can worship because why? We are clean. Hallelujah. We are clean. And so what I want you to see is the level of compassion that the Father has for you and the action that he took on your behalf. And no matter how far your uncleanliness goes, the Father is compassionate towards you and has stretched out his loving hand towards you and says, I am willing, my child, be clean. I believe the Lord is saying this morning this. You, my creation, my children, who suffer the injustices and atrocities of a fallen world, know this. I see you. I see what you have to endure. I see the pain and the sadness of this world. I see you. Now see me and my compassion for you. See what I have done for you. And that is the entire message of this series. Is church to have our eyes locked on Jesus at this time in your life. Lock them on Jesus, because when we look at Jesus, we see the very image of the living God. We see the very heart, we see the very nature, the very character, the very will of the living God for you as individuals. So lock your eyes on Jesus. Amen? Worship team, if I could invite you guys on up to come on up. We're going to respond to this, please, this morning. Yeah. This morning, there's two things I wanted you to do. I wanted you to see, and that was number one, to see just how compassionate the Father is towards you personally. And the second thing is to see if I grab a hold of this truth, how is it going to change my life moving forward? How is it going to change my life moving forward? That when I gaze upon what Father has done for me, and when I lock my eyes on what true compassion looks like, where God was so moved on my behalf, and no matter how disgusting I was because of my sin, God was moved with compassion on my behalf. And he entered into this world for me personally, for you personally. That you were not too disgusting for the life of God to touch. But God saw you, his beautiful beings, his beautiful persons that he established with different kind of characteristics and personality traits. You are a beautiful image of the manifest presence of God. The manifold wisdom of God is seen in you guys. And God was moved when he looks upon you. And he was moved into action. He entered into this world on your behalf. See it now. want you to see the compassion that God has for you right now. And if you're here today and you've never seen that compassion, you cannot say that I've ever seen that compassion before. I can't say, but you see it today for the very first time. Look, I want to invite you to the front as we end the service, and I want to talk to you about this, and I want to pray with you, because this compassion, this is the compassion that the Father has for you personally. So for those of you who have seen this compassion before, and you can say today that you're able to worship from a clean heart, and the blood of Christ has washed you clean as snow, and the compassion of the Lord has entered your life, how is that going to change you? You are the recipient of His compassion. And what God calls us as His church is to also be people of compassion in this hurting world. Because it's a hurting world out there. And we know that. And we're surrounded by a hurting world. The people around us are fallen, they're broken, they don't see the compassion. They look upon God with veiled eyes, but it's Jesus. If we show them Jesus, you, church, are the representation of Jesus here on this earth now. The church of God, you get to reveal the heart and the will of the Father. You get to show the world what true compassion looks like. And so guys, church, let it swell up within you. Let it be swelled up within you to be deeply affected by other people and moved with compassion on behalf of others. Let it swell up within you. And if you don't have a lot of compassion, you simply say, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to wreck my heart with your compassion. I want you to completely transform my insides and those areas of my life that I don't manifest your compassion. I yield to you now. Because I see you. I saw the compassion that you revealed to me. And now I want to, Lord God, represent you to this world. I want to show people the same compassion. You are called to live this way. I don't want anyone to leave here not being challenged with this. Because you too bear the image of God. Genesis 1. You bear His image. You were designed, church, to reveal the compassionate nature and character of God to this hurting world. You bear the image of God to magnify His compassion. You bear the image of God to amplify His compassion in this land. Do you know that this is the evangelistic expression of the Lord? This is the evangelistic. This is how we as the church can express the evangelistic heart of God. It's how we can activate it within this church. How we can be known as an evangelistic church is when we are concerned for others so deeply that we are moved in both compassion to enter into their need on their behalf. So I pray this morning that we all will be moved to compassionate action. Would you stand with me as I pray, and then the worship team, would you just lead us in a song so that we can respond to this in our own hearts? So Lord, here we are, the ones who bear your image, the ones that you created, Lord God, who have the capacity to reveal such a depth of compassion in this world. Lord, we may not have realized it yet, but this is the truth of your word, and I thank you for exposing our eyes and our hearts to this truth, that we are now the ones that have the ability and the capacity to reveal your heart and your passion and your will to this world. So God, I pray for each and every one of us in this room as we respond from the depth of our being, as we come face to face with this passage and this challenge. Lord, we want to be known as the people who are compassionate, not people who are just empathetic to the needs around us, not people who just identify with the needs around us, but Lord God, a people who actually move into and enter into that space of need. God, this is what you called us to, and I pray that you give us the courage. I pray that you give us the willpower. Holy Spirit, I pray that you stir it up within us, that it swells from within us because of you living within us. I pray this in Jesus' name, that we would be known as the people of compassion in this time.